listening to Popular Technology Radio with Mike Kahn. Check us out online at populartechnologyradio.com.
Welcome to Popular Technology Radio. I am your host, Mike Kahn. Our show brought to you by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand made to make. And boy, oh boy, do we have an amazing show today. We're going to be talking about in-home surveillance equipment from a company called SimplyCam. And we're going to be doing a great bit with our girl in the know, our tech girl in the know, Christina Broas. She'll be talking about posting internet videos on YouTube and the trend there. We've got Ren Ng. He is the founder and chief executive over at Lytro, New Lightfield Photography. We've got Otterbox talking about how to protect your mobile devices, how to protect your technology. It is summertime. Get out there. Get in the ocean. Get in the sand. Go out and hike, and the Otterbox products can protect your precious technology and mobility products like smartphones and tablets. And finally, we've got Clarion's marketing team talking about what is new in car stereo and where we're heading in the direction. They've got some really cool stuff coming. But to start it off with, like every week, we've got our buddy Sam Bafani. He's director of QuestPoint Analytics, now joining us. He is going to talk about technology. Tell us what is in the news this week. First of all, I got to start off, Sam. How are you doing?
I'm doing great because it's the weekend, but unfortunately, I've been fighting a cold for the last 24 hours.
Oh, my goodness. You're not going to talk about the technology of cold fighting, are you? Well, that could be a whole show. We could do a whole show. You know, it's, yeah, since humans have been around, we've always been fighting the cold, and there's all this technology that got invented going all the way back to the Apollo space program in Sudafed. We could have a whole show on the technology of fighting a common cold. I'm going to call out all of our listeners. If you've got a good cold remedy, post it up. Get social with us on our Facebook, Popular Technology Facebook. Post it. Send me a message, mike_kahn@ernlive.com. Let me know how to help Sam. Let's figure out how to help Sam. Let's all get together and figure out what is the best cold remedy out there and do a little gig there. I hope you feel better, Sam. You're okay to talk about what's in the news. I mean, it's just too much going on, right?
Put me in, Coach. I never want to miss this.
Well, first of all, we got to talk about what the heck is going on at Amazon. They revealed this week this teasing video about a new product that's going to be unveiled June 18th. Now, I hear rumors, 3D smartphone. It is a very cool video. They got people kind of looking at something that's off the screen. We can't see what they're looking at, but they're moving their head from side to side. They're going, oh, it's so realistic. How do they do that? They are certainly doing what they do best, which is teasing us, the technology-craving public. What do you think it is?
So everything that we're hearing, all the rumor mills are pointing to Amazon coming out with its own smartphone. And rumors about an Amazon smartphone have been happening back all the way back since like 2011. And we think with the rise of the phablet and the flattening of tablets, the time seems ripe for Amazon to go out there and you know, really get embedded with its users.
Well, let's do the math here. You got a company that has produced amazing technology around the mobile space. Obviously, the Kindle's been around for a while. They've got the Kindle Fire, which is obviously their own version of kind of an Android operating system. They have their own Kindle store. So they've got an app store. They've got the technology to build advanced electronics in the mobile space with beautiful screens. Now let's look at the side of provider. They've got amazing content. You've got the Prime Video. They've got shows and relationships with companies producing content. So it kind of makes sense to me. I'm agreeing with you. A smartphone would be kind of a natural extension. Is there any rumors regarding the smartphone that they might be able to differentiate themselves from a whole host of companies out there, namely the folks over at Apple or the service providers like Verizon or Sprint or T-Mobile? How would they survive in that space?
You know, Amazon has something very interesting I think they might be able to offer consumers, and who knows if this comes out or not, right? But because of the Amazon Prime, which just went up from $80 to $100, Amazon potentially could offer its users the ability to watch content or listen to content from Amazon Prime without using bandwidth, right? Without using up the gigabytes you have on your mobile plan. That could be their angle to really drive people to adopt the Amazon smartphone.
Oh my goodness. If you tie that with kind of this 3D screen or ultra realistic screen, maybe an ultra high definition screen, a 4K screen tied with amazing video, how cool would that be that you could watch movies, watch the TV shows, any content that's on Prime Video and Amazon, and Amazon cut a deal with kind of a associated service provider, a partner service provider, wherein you're not taking up any of your 4G LTE space. Oh my God. Could this be a new change in technology? This is Mike Kahn, your host of Popular Technology, and we are talking technology news. We'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to Popular Technology Radio, sponsored by Barrett Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction. Visit BarrettJackson.com. Stay tuned. There's more Pop Tech Radio to come.